Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, hour number two on a Worship Wednesday. We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on the gram. We got the great Eddie House, NBA champion. Fox Sports Radio NBA analysts join us at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NBA. And then shop talk, an interesting shop talk coming up at the close of this hour. All right, Rob. Troy Aikman, I like him as a broadcaster. I think he does a great job with Joe Buck, gives a lot of good insight. And I'm going to be honest, he runs his mouth a lot. And I like that. I like that Troy runs his mouth and is not afraid to say whatever's on his mind. Whether you agree or not, it's good that he's willing to speak his mind. And he went this morning on 1310 The Ticket in Dallas and took aim at the LA Rams and fired away. Here he is.
Team just, I've never seen it work in the NFL. I know Washington tried it back in, I think, 99. And I've just never seen a team that really goes out and tries to put together this all-star team that can win a Super Bowl have much success. And usually it unravels. And right now, that's kind of what's happening with the Rams. They just have not been very consistent.
All right. You want to tackle that first, Rob, or should I?
You could do it.
Well, I think Troy's off on this one. Because first of all, I would not call the Rams an all-star team. All right? I mean, obviously you've got some great players, but most all of the contenders can say that. And they went out and got Odell Beckham Jr. Okay. He hadn't done anything in years. I mean, he's a celebrity. He's a big name, but, you know, he just hadn't been that productive lately. Whether it's injuries, whether it's lack of chemistry with the quarterback, whatever, he hasn't been that guy for 3 or 4 years. And then Von Miller, obviously going to be a Hall of Famer, huge name, winner, but he's toward the end of his prime. And Matthew Stafford, Rob, was at best, you might even disagree, at best, a second-tier quarterback. I mean, we're not talking about LeBron, Wade, and Bosh here. We're not talking about Steph, Clay, and KD. Kyrie, Harden, and Durant. I mean, I would not call this an all-star team, number one. So that's my first thing. Number two, football isn't like basketball where you just, put together these all-star teams. But to the extent that it happens, I would say Tampa Bay was one last year. And Troy said that he's never seen it happen. They went out and added Antonio Brown, who, granted, nobody else wanted him because of his attitude, but he had been a productive player in recent times. Like, he wasn't where OBJ is right now. He was still known as one of the greatest receivers around. He just was unruly. And then they add Rob Gronkowski, who, while he had been retired, was young. So it really wasn't that much of a question of, does he have anything left? If he's healthy, he's going to produce. Obviously, they brought in Tom Brady. Leonard Fournette was a terrific college running back and had some couple good years in Jacksonville. Now, I know he got cut, but when they picked him up, Rob, I was like, oh my. And he is doing exactly what I thought he was going to do for them, which is playing great. He might even make the Pro Bowl this year. So And he got some big names on the defense. They didn't add as much at that point last year. They just had guys already. But I think, Rob, so I disagree with Troy on a couple of fronts, and those are them. But, yeah, I think we saw an all-star team, you know, as much as they are happen in the NFL, win it last year.
Yeah, I agree with Troy. I don't think they were. When you look at the pickups that the Bucs had, Gronk was retired, only came back for Tom Brady. AB, nobody wanted him because of, yes, his antics. And Fournette, for as much as you're saying he's doing what you expect, he almost didn't even be on the Super Bowl roster last year because he hadn't played that well, and they weren't happy with what he was doing. And this is the same thing that got that guy released in Jacksonville. So it wasn't like the same. When you go add Von Miller, you just said it, a surefire Hall of Famer with a defense, you already have the best defensive player you consider in Aaron Donald. And then you add a guy's Von Miller's name alone is like, wow, a Hall of Famer was added. OBJ, the same thing. OBJ might not have lit it up with the Browns, but in this case, he is a big name who's had some success. And number two, he's another name, a wow factor name. Like, this is like, wow, star-studded. And I'm with you on Matthew Stafford. You know I was never high on him. But around the league, Chris, they thought they got their Messiah. We could debate it all we want now. But go read Peter King's pieces on Matthew Stafford, how he's going to be the MVP, throw for 6,000 yards, how they're a shoo-in to go to the Super Bowl. They represented Matthew Stafford as he was a untapped star and was going to, you know, make this thing happen. Did they really need, and Chris, now they needed OBJ, even though they're not the same receiver since Woods got hurt, right? But did they really need him at that time? I don't think so, but this is what I think Troy Aikman was talking about, was the name factor. It reminds me a little bit.
So you think having these big names is a problem?
No, I'm just saying I understand what he's talking about, that it's not automatic. It doesn't mean if you put together star-studded names that you're going to win anything, or it's going to gel, or it's going to fit. Now, I thought it was a little premature when they were saying already Stafford's forcing the ball to OBJ after the first game. Yeah, he got four targets. Yes. And I know he had more, Chris, in game two, so I'm
There's
not on
no
that.
There's no evidence that he was just.
He had four targets. I mean, is that right. If he forced the ball downfield, got picked off, I'll give you that one. Maybe he forced it down there, but he wasn't looking for him on every throw.
Right.
I just think that sometimes when you put star-studded groups together, it's about chemistry. It's about what works. It doesn't always go together. The Rams got issues. They got issues. And I don't know if they've fixed their issues by the players that they added who are all star-studded or big-name players. And maybe his argument is just that, did they really get better? You know, like, I mean, it's hard to say.
It's because of what I said. I mean, OBJ, and he had a nice 54-yard touchdown catch.
Yeah, but
last
that game
week.
Was over, right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, OBJ, that's my point. OBJ hasn't been a star. Now, he's been a celebrity for years and still is. But he hasn't been a legitimate star football player for a few years. And whether it's his fault, whether it's the injuries, the quarterback, whatever the case, he hasn't. He's a name. And Von Miller, yeah, he's different. He's been great, but he's older, Rob. He's toward the end. That's why Denver let him go. And so I think Troy is talking about bringing a bunch of big names together. And it's just so different in football. Usually, Rob, now we've seen star-studded teams win Super Bowls and be terrific. But typically, Rob, including, I think, Troy's Cowboys.
Yeah, but they
Emmitt
were drafted
Smith,
together.
Mike, well, that's
but
my were, point.
They were
Usually
together, right.
They're organic. Whether you want to talk about, go way back and talk about the Steel Curtain in the 70s. You can talk about the Cowboys in the 90s, the 49ers of the 80s. Those teams were more organic.
Yeah, but we saw also the Lakers in 2004 when they brought together four potential Hall of Famers. No, I'm just saying that it didn't work out. That should have been a layup.
Yeah, but it's worked enough times.
Forget about those other two guys. I mean, talking about Peyton and Malone.
They were old.
Shaq and Kobe had already won three without those guys. They won three in a row the four previous years. So they like that was just icing on the cake. Kobe and Shaq still could have won even without them, or should have been able to win, but they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, in basketball, it's obviously worked a lot of times. I mean, it doesn't always work. Or even if you get a championship, you might not dominate the way it was expected, right? I mean, we saw the Miami Heat. They won two out of four. If you would have said they're going to win two out of four when they came together, people would have thought you were underestimating them, right? Jerry West and Elgin Baylor and Wilt Chamberlain, those three never won a championship together in like 3-4 years together. They won one once Elgin Baylor retired with Gail Goodrich. But, you know, it's happened in the NBA, and there's times where they fail. But I think Troy is just talking about having big names, big egos, all that come together. And I don't think that's the Rams' problem, Rob. I think their problem is that their quarterback, while good, is not like the ultra elite top three passer that they envisioned. I think that's what we're looking at. That's one of the problems. I also think the defense is not nearly as good as it was last year.
Way softer than we thought.
Right. They don't have a star running back. Henderson's good, but he's not Todd Gurley when Gurley was really the man. So he's not one of the better running backs in the league. I mean, if you're talking about top seven or eight or something like that. So I don't think they're incredibly star-studded. I think they brought in a couple big names. I just think this is kind of an easy criticism. Like, I don't think Odell, we'll see what he does to the locker room or if he has any negative impact. But to this point, Rob, I don't put these last two losses on him at all.
If they lose to Jacksonville, Chris, what would happen? I don't expect it to happen. But
yeah, I mean, it'd be crazy. And I bet you, you know what? I don't think it's fair, but I just wonder would the criticism of OBJ, like, would he take the brunt? Do you think he'd be the scapegoat?
I think that they would be like, see, they shouldn't have brought him in, chemistry. That's one of the things, even though I'm with you, I don't believe he's had that kind of impact, not yet. I just don't. I don't know if he will. But because he was the last man in, you know what I mean?
And
but they have
his
some
history,
other issues.
You know?
And I just wonder about, you know, like, it, you know, big names are cool, Chris, but it is about team chemistry and what fits together. And everything doesn't fit together just because it's big and shiny and new. And maybe Troy was saying that more so than I'm not convinced I'm not convinced it's all going to fit together and they're going to get to where they thought they were going to get to, you know, by keep adding these big names. They had a great team. Everybody was picking them before Von Miller, right?
Right.
Everybody was picking them before OBJ.
They were beating up for the most. The only good team they beat was Tampa Bay.
He played great. You know, Stafford played great in that game.
This may have happened had they not added Vaughn or OBJ, right? Because the competition stiffened and Stafford didn't play as well. So we'll see, but it's something to watch for. But let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. Is Troy Aikman right when he says all-star teams don't win in the NFL? And what do you think has been the Rams' biggest problem during their three-game losing streak? We will continue the conversation with you next. It is Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you are a valued customer of Discover, then you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and Discover is going to give you just that. That's why they match all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Do all-star teams, super teams, if you will, work in the NFL? Troy Aikman says no. What say you? 877-996-6369.
That's right. If you want to jump in, here's your opportunity. But let's kick it off with Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing good, bro. You? How are you?
I'm good, man. As a lifelong 49ers fan, you know, I could slap Troy in the mouth, you know, because they raided us with Ken Norton, Charles Haley, and the Prime.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? He can't really talk, man. they took our best players and won Super Bowls.
Well, and again, some of that was organic. But,
well, but most
they
of the
had
stars,
personalities.
That was all drafted. I mean, the
right.
I mean, I get it that they
and
added
Deion
people,
were
Chris,
bigger personalities than OBJ.
They might have been bigger personalities, but that team, though, was all through the Dallas Cowboys drafting and putting it together. Remember, they were bad for a couple of years, and even lost, got demolished by the Lions in a playoff game, the Cowboys.
Yeah,
Troy Aikman and all those guys.
But Charles and Prime helped him took him to the next level, though. Definitely with Charles Haley and Ken Norton.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that Prime was, yeah, Rob. I mean, he had started his career in Atlanta and then San Francisco, so he wasn't organic. Emmitt,
no, I get
Irvin,
that.
And Aikman, which was, you know, key. But, yeah, they brought together some big names, and obviously Deion was a huge name. So I agree. I mean, and Rob, he was not only a bigger celebrity than OBJ, or at least as big, but he was out there too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was controversy surrounding him. He had the rap album, all the gold. Like, he was a huge personality himself, but he was just so awesome. I mean, that dude.
Arguably the greatest
football player ever. Arguably, I think.
I mean, he's I always say it's Lawrence Taylor, but he.
Right, I'm just saying some people would probably argue for Deion. That's all I'm saying. He's in the discussion.
Lawrence Taylor to me, and Jim Brown would be number two, like right there, those two. But anyway, Mark in Honolulu, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
How are you guys doing, brothers?
We're good. How are you? Aloha. I tell you what, I wouldn't mind being in Hawaii right now. It's getting chilly up here in the Northeast.
I just got back from golf, and it's still 80 degrees.
Oh, wow.
You're rubbing it in.
The Rams are wussy. And you know what? I didn't want to say it with a P, but they're wussies. You know what? You can't stop the run. Can't stop the run when you know they're going to run. Now, Troy Aikman said that Robert Woods was a big loss because the intricate passing game is such a big deal. And OBJ, my guess is, he's not going to learn it for a while.
No, but he's not that kind of receiver.
Yeah, they're different types of receivers.
Well, but they didn't expect him to replace Robert Woods, right?
No, right. No, I agree with that. Hey, Mark, we agree. I'm just saying, like, some people think, well, this is great. They lost Woods, and here's OBJ. No, it doesn't work like that.
But you know what? It is. I mean, obviously, they're different types of receivers. He's not going to block nearly as much as Robert did, but and he's also not going to, you know, he's liked Rob in the locker room.
No, he's a glue guy, but, Chris, in the locker, a glue guy.
No, I'm saying OBJ seems to be liked in the locker room, but he's not going to be the guy type of leader that Woods was.
Right. All right, let's squeeze one more in. Quickly. Billy in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Billy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for having me again. Love the show. You guys are fantastic, as always.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you, brother.
In terms of NFL super teams, I really don't think there's a yes or no answer on this. I think really what it comes down to is the staff you're surrounding yourself with and then what the staff does with the roster they're given. I mean, for instance, let's look back at 2011 with Philadelphia's quote-unquote dream team, right? You had the quarterback like Vince Young and Michael Vick, and you still had no idea who was going to play. And Vince Young was a guy who thought he could do it all in the NFL. You know, he came out of USC. He was the man in the Rose Bowl. And so he thought he could do it all, when in actuality, he was more of a game-managing type quarterback who relied on Chris Johnson in Tennessee. And then you had, you know, aging cornerbacks with Nnamdi and Asante Samuel. Mm-hmm, Dominique Rogers-Cromartie was having a rough year. And in terms of wide receiver, Jason Avon and Macklin couldn't stay healthy. DeSean Jackson couldn't carry the load. So we look now at Tampa Bay, where they're handling it well because they have guys who are not only keeping themselves healthy when needed, but they're also, you know, willing to take their load and decrease their load so that other guys can step up. And Brady being Brady is a good team leader and a good game manager. So I think it really just depends on who you surround yourself with. And whether or not you're willing to be an unselfish player so that other superstars can step up when they're needed.
All right. Good call. Thorough call, Billy. We got Eddie House coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, one of our favorite guests. Our man, Eddie House. What up, E?
Yo.
Fellas, what it do?
How you?
We are great, man. We are great. And you are there in Phoenix. Have you been to any Suns games? And are they as good as they look? Because they look like the best team in the league, better than they looked last year. Defense is tremendous. Everybody seems to know their role. I mean, Monty's doing a great job. Are they as good as they look?
Yeah, they are. This is something we've talked about, you know, last year and coming into this season. This is a battle-tested team. But not only that, I think the way they're constructed, you know, if we look at the classic basketball teams, they always have a great point guard. They have a guy who's a closer. And then you have a big. Now, is DeAndre Ayton a nasty big like the bigs of the night? He doesn't have to be that. Does he get the big production, the rebounds, the points in the paint, the block shots? He checks those boxes. And then you have the wing guys that can guard, that can switch 1 through 4, and some of those guys could actually get on some of these smaller fives because there's really not a traditional center out there. So I think there are a team to be reckoned with. Do I think that when you get down to the nitty-gritty, when it comes to it, always have to bet on having the best player in the world on the court, or the best player on the court. I have to lean towards that. So when they get to the finals, if they're playing a Brooklyn, I don't think they have a better player than Kevin Durant. Right. When you look at James Harden, do they have a better player than James Harden? Book is right there, you know, and maybe better what Book can do. But
is Book now their best player? Because a lot of people obviously last year were saying Chris Paul. Is it Book now?
I think Book was before. You know, when you need those heavy buckets, I think the one thing, Chris, is the leader of the team. Now, leader and best player, two different things. I think Chris is the point guard, a traditional point guard. Defense, he came up with a huge steal last night when the Warriors were trying to make a run. He came and back-tapped and got the steal late in the fourth quarter. But to me, they're a team that is exactly what they are. They are a team who has been there, got done that, felt it, smelt it, tasted it, but failed. And they came back and they were retooled, added some pieces, but they have the same guys there. That's how you end up putting yourself in a position to keep your window open. Think about that's what Golden State had been doing for years.
What did Bridges do to Curry? I mean, it was one of his worst nights. 4 for 21 and 3 for 14 from 3. What did they do to him?
Well, I'll tell you this. Any great player can have a bad night. So let's not just go crazy and be like, oh, my God, they have the recipe to
I
stop.
I tried to tell
well,
Chris
Eddie,
that.
Rob,
no, Chris,
Rob, it's Jeff too Curry. Late for Rob. I mean, he texted me
There's
some
no
baby
way.
Oil and cigarettes this morning talking about this is what I did after Steph's bad game. So,
hey, no, really, though, that's one game. I mean, MJ had bad games. Isaiah had bad games. Magic had a bad game in the finals. I mean, come on, man. Right. Guys have bad games that are all-time greats, and at the end of the day, it's one game. Now, the things that you want to say that are highlighted to say that maybe that did contribute to why he was not feeling comfortable out there. They were physical. You think every time he cut through the lane, it looked like 90s basketball. They was checking him, touching him, pushing him, shoving him. And then the switch out, oh, we're going to let him shoot the deep shot, but we're going to contest with length. And so that kind of bothered him. And once you – as a shooter, you like to get a rhythm. And once you get kind of bothered a little bit, it's hard to find it. And layups don't go in. Your short floaters, your off-glass rolls out. And it's just things that, you know, you have to chalk it up to one of those games. And trust me, Steph Curry won't shoot like that again. I don't care what anybody says.
Eddie, let me ask you this question, because Chris is high on Steph Curry, has him over Isaiah Thomas as far as guards. But Chris – I asked Damon Jones this when he was on earlier. If I need a shot in the final 20 seconds, would you take Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, or Steph Curry? Chris, who's the biggest Steph Curry guy, said he
I
would
think
take,
he's the best shooter ever.
Said he would take Reggie Miller to make the shot. Damon Jones said he would take Steph Curry. I said I would take Ray Allen. Who would you take to make a basket in those final 20 seconds to tie or win the game?
Hey, you sound like a friend that I go sit down and eat wings with because me and you on the same page. You know, all flats. You know, we think alike.
Yes.
You know, I'm taking Ray Allen with that, too.
Me
I'm
too.
Taking Ray Allen, man.
Over Reggie.
I'm taking Ray Allen over Reggie. I just am. First off, I've seen Ray do it, and he's done it to me. So I've been a part of being
so
on the team
it, right?
when he's done it, and I've been on a part of the team when he's done it to me, and then I've watched him do it to another team. So it's just over and over and over, and I know the work that he puts in, and that has nothing to do with me playing with him. It has everything to do with me playing against him and watching as a fan, as a pure shooter, and understanding the work that he puts in and what goes into those moments. Now, you know, you guys – that's like say, I mean, what kind of steak do you like? You like ribeye, you like strip, or do you like filet mignon? It's right. like your well, pick right. your poison. I think they all are great. It's just what mood are you in. But for me, Ray Allen is the guy that I would go with. Though Steph, to me, is the greatest shooter, and those numbers back it up.
Eddie, you brought up DeAndre Ayton and his size, and I thought that was a big key last night. I mean, I think every team with a – really good big, whether it's Ayton, Embiid, Jokic, AD in L.A., they should look at what Ayton did last night and say, we're going to do that to the Warriors. I think they need to get bigger. Now, Wiseman, you know, he could fit the bill if he's good enough. Do you think their size could be an issue or their lack thereof? And do you think when he comes back that Wiseman will be good enough to kind of give them that presence? Because, look, remember, even when they won championships, they had a Bogut, a Festus Ezeli, a Zaza. Not that those guys are great, you know, but they can give you 15 minutes of big size.
They were nasty.
Size.
They were nasty. I think Wiseman has to buy into that role. And Wiseman, to me, is not the most important. We know no rebounds, no rings, like Pat Riley said. But Wiseman has to buy into his role. But the most important cog to this all is how does Klay come back? Because Klay wasn't just a shooter; he was a defender. He would take the scorer on the team, and he would give relief to Steph on the offensive end. So it's how does Klay come back? I think Wiseman, all he has to do is get in where he fits in and say, "Hey, you know what? My job is to run rim to rim." Set good screens, block shots. When I do get a little candy, make sure that I eat and do what I have to do with it. But for the most part, if they're going to win, they're going to need Klay to come back how he is. But I think they've still been playing really good basketball. You know, last night, was last night. With Steph, if Steph makes half of his shots, this is a different story. We're having a different conversation right now. But Steph missed his shots. He was off, and you got to tip your cap to the Suns. Had a great defensive game plan. But on the flip side of that, he had some great looks that he won't normally
right.
miss.
Yep. All right. All that's right. the champion, Eddie House. We appreciate
Eddie, check
you, brother.
Your phone. I sent you a picture, my man. Thank you.
Yeah,
right
I know what it is, too. All right, my man. We'll see you.
All right. Thank you, guys. All
yep. Right, Shop Talk is next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's The Odd Couple Worship Wednesday. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're ready for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody yeah. exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic comes to us courtesy of friend of the show and Fox Sports Radio teammate, Joy Taylor.
That's right. She has a show every Saturday, right?
That is correct. Make sure you check it out. If you listen to The Odd Couple on weeknights, listen to Joy Taylor Saturday mornings.
The Joy Taylor show? Go ahead.
I like Joy's show.
Very nice. Look at that. He rips me every chance he gets.
I mean, I never miss inside the Parker, but I really
like Joy. But he won't say anything about you. I set him up, Rob G, nothing. Zero.
No, but anybody else. You know, if we get Ben Maleron, Jonas Knox, if we get
anybody else. I like Ben, Jonas, all those shows. Two cups of Joe, two pros and a cup of Joe.
That's right.
But I never miss inside the
park. Well, anyway, she got the social media world buzzing earlier this week when she said something that seemed innocuous at the moment, but it took on a mind of its own, where she said when she travels in an airplane, she likes to recline her seat back and enjoy the ride.
She's 5 foot nothing.
Rob Parker, you travel more than anybody I know. Let's get your thoughts first. Foul or fair to recline the seat on an airplane?
Foul. Do not push your seat back. There's no reason to do it. I mean, what are you doing? People, you know how small these planes are? And it's always the small people. Guys like Chris Broussard's height, who's trying to push back to be like, I'm a big guy. I need room. And their feet barely touch the floor.
First of all, I'm 5'10", all right? I'm not Rob G, all right?
But it's always, and you know what I do? 5'10". If somebody starts to push back on me, I take my, Chris, you see my elbow? I'll bend it, my arm, I'll bend it, and I push it. And so when they try to push back, they can't push their chair all the way back. Don't push your chair back. You got plenty of room. You're not 6'4" and strapping like yours truly. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think this is much ado about nothing. I mean, really, like...
They were ripping Joy, right?
She was getting dragged in the
I have, like, generally, when I fly coach, I would recline a little bit. First of all, I don't think those seats go back that far. I mean, really? So I would recline a little and if I want to go to sleep, but I'm sorry. It just doesn't seem... there. I think I remember one time vaguely when the person in front of me reclined back and it was bothersome. But that's one time out of, Rob, you know how much we fly with our careers. I mean, thousands of flights maybe. A thousand, I don't know. But I just think it's much ado about nothing. And I think y'all need to leave Joy alone. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I mean, they ain't all up in your lap. I mean, come on. Y'all acting like people be in your lap. Come on, Rob G.
First off, we got to say, you know, full disclosure, Chris Broussard does not fly coach. Okay?
He flies first class.
I used to fly a lot of coach, and it wasn't an issue.
And back in his heyday when he was 12, and then now that he's a multimillionaire.
When he was working for the Akron Beacon Journal or whatever paper that was.
Chris one time texted me and said, hey, you heard of JetSuite X? I just bought them. I don't know what that means, but
that was right after the first things first deal. But that's another story.
Stop.
Yeah. So Chris doesn't know the struggles of flying coach like the rest of us. Look,
I'm getting on Spirit riches, this baby. Weekend to go to Houston. You know
you
what I'm saying?
You probably are.
I am.
Are you flying Spirit?
Yeah.
Chris, don't you disrespect me. Spirit might be a sponsor.
I think you have to bring your
own
seat cushions for that.
That's right.
Yo, they nickel and dime you like a mug, though.
I don't.
You think you got a deal,
know, Rob,
and then
you
it's
know
like,
I don't
well,
bring anything.
You got to pay $10 to step on the plane. Yeah, I mean, you got your ticket for $30, but $10 to step on the plane.
Until we start getting Shekel City hosted
another
by Spirit Airlines,
right?
Then you know what? Spirit Airlines is great. You know, they're doing
That's
great
right.
work
don't
over there.
Rip Spirit.
It's affordable.
The reason Rob doesn't recline is because Spirit won't let they charge you $20 to recline. I mean, my goodness.
Hey, Alex, you're a tall guy. Don't you hate when people recline on you?
You know what's funny, Rob? Is first
oh, no,
off,
no, 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 stop it, stop it.
All right.
How does Alex become tall? And I'm not. Like,
you're not
what,
that tall,
Alex, how tall are you?
Alex
I'm
is taller than you.
America,
okay,
I'm 5'2", and Chris
I'm
is 3 inches taller
ten.
Than me.
I'm 5'10".
No, Alex is 6 feet. That's 2 inches.
There's no way you're 5'10".
Chris is like 5'7". He's like 5'7".
I mean, Chris, you're 5'10 in our hearts, if that counts. So.
You know how many people see me on the streets and go, wow, I didn't think you were this tall.
Nobody has ever said that before.
It happens all the time. And I have
Rob, how often have we been in the streets of the Super Bowl week and has one person ever told Chris,
no,
I'm sorry?
No, talked about, what they
taller.
Always say is they say, Chris, I thought you were black.
You know what's funny about this is when Chris said he flies coach, I think it means he's in a coach onesie in his own plane by himself.
Exactly.
I think that's
like
what
that.
He really meant.
Coach my butt.
Yeah, right. Get out of here,
but,
Chris.
But Alex, don't you hate when people push back?
I'm going to surprise you, Rob. If the plane lets me go back, I'm going back as far as I can.
Really?
Why
Thank
not?
You. Thank
what's the
you.
Big deal? It's how it's designed. We're already stuffed in there as sardines in this little plane with four people in each aisle and a little thing to watch. Dude, they know they're overpacking the plane as it is, so we already know what we're getting into. If you're not going to cough up another $300 to get that extra room, I'm sorry. I'm going to be sitting a little bit over you. What's
now,
the big deal?
I got to admit, there
I
you
always
go,
get the,
Alex.
Come on,
I
see?
I pay the extra for the exit row.
There you go. And
Spirit,
Rob,
but
let's
I get
be real.
The exit row
Rob, let's
I
be real. How much more is it? How much more is it? Like $50?
It might be like $20.
That's what I'm saying. It's not
more.
A lot. So if you don't want to spend the $50, enjoy smelling my shampoo. That's all I'm going to say.
Man.
And by the way, Chris, you asked in the beginning of this segment how far these seats actually recline. I looked it up here. Most airlines average right around 33 inches of space between the back of one seat to the back of the next seat. If you recline, you can go as low as 28 inches.
That's five
so five
inches.
To six
five
inches,
inches,
you can go backwards.
That's nothing.
What are you?
That's what she said.
Oh, geez.
That wow. Is that making the air? That did make the air.
What?
I'm still thinking about it.
Lillian is on her with I just saw Lillian snatch Rob by the back of his neck. Take it easy on him.
Chris,
he didn't mean it.
I've always wanted to see a guy get fired
She's
on Christmas.
Dragging him what? Out of his apartment.
Wouldn't that be great, Rob get fired on his day off, like
Come
on Saturday?
My goodness.
Rob, sometimes I wonder, is Rob just begging to get fired? Like, does he
what?
Want just pushing the envelope?
You know what,
in
CB?
In the old days,
I was about
hey,
to say.
Alex heard my old
Tell
way.
Him, Rob.
Oh, yes, true
Tell
story.
Him, Rob.
True
so,
story,
so
Rob.
Did, so did Rob
we
G.
Saw
they
you
just
on
heard
TV?
It the other day.
Oh, really? In Detroit? Yeah.
He was yeah. sending us audio clips of ass slapping Mondays
it was
from
amazing.
Back in Detroit.
It was amazing.
He said, we need to bring this back after the new year.
Can you imagine if you tried to do that today?
And women used to come to the bar we were at and get on our laps. No, I'm not lying to you.
On the radio.
Yeah, because we slapped their butts on the radio. It was an ass slapping Monday.
Unbelievable.
Those are the good old days in radio. All right.
The PC Army is hunting for Rob Parker right now.
Just that you said that those were the good old days, I think they're coming for me. You're about to get canceled, probably. We got an hour left. You know what to do. Lock it.